With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump has agreed to debate Vice President Kamala Harris. It has been slated for Wednesday, September 4th on Fox News. In the meantime, the former president campaigning today in Atlanta. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says in the run-up to the November election, you can expect the mainstream media to ignore the faults of the Biden-Harris administration, including the border, inflation, and crime.
Forget about all that. If you don't vote for Kamala, you're weird, and we're going to treat you like you're weird, and you don't want to be weird, do you?
Talent says Republicans should not waste any time complaining about biased coverage from the mainstream media heading into the election.
See, my attitude is what Newt Gingrich said 30 years ago when I was in the House. He said, look, a problem you can't do anything about is just a fact. So this is just who they are. They've gotten a lot worse since then. And you just have to plan around it.
Talent was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, one member of the House panel investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump says he'll focus on the training of Secret Service agents.
Congressman David Joyce says the close call cannot be blamed on a shortage of resources.
They have the people. It's whether or not the people are properly trained.
Joyce telling the Salem Radio Network the lapses that occurred on July 13th were so glaring as to be hard to fathom.
And the idea that they would let somebody inside the perimeter like this, or just defer to local law enforcement without having a walkthrough and knowing where everybody's at?
Congressman Joyce is part of the 13-member bipartisan House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination.
Israel's army says two airstrikes in the West Bank have killed 9 Palestinian terrorists. This is SRN News. Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. reaching a settlement agreement. Greg Clugston reports.
After Falwell resigned as the Christian school's president and chancellor, the two parties reached a resolution agreement that settles legal and personal matters. Falwell, who stepped down in August 2000 after reports of marital misconduct, later sued Liberty University. The terms of the deal were not made public. A statement said the agreement protects and preserves Liberty's mission in Christian higher education. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Harvest Ministry celebrating its second annual baptism event at the historic Pirates Cove Beach in California. Some 2,000 people baptized in a ceremony assisted by Senior Pastor Greg Laurie. The event followed Laurie's Harvest Crusade at a packed Angel Stadium that saw more than 5,000 people make professions of faith. This is SRN News. U.S. Geological Survey says a series of earthquakes have been hitting West Texas.
It's highly likely they're being caused by oil and gas activity. A sequence that began in 2021 erupted with its largest quake in the last week, a magnitude 5.1 in the most active area in the country for quakes induced by oil and gas activities. Emergency officials in the city of Snyder say the recent tremors have damaged homes, infrastructure, utility lines, and other property, weakening foundations and cracking walls. Officials in Scurry County issued a brief state of disaster. John Scott reporting.
Vermont officials say damage from recent flooding exceeding $6 million. The state now asking the feds for help. Vermont residents dealt with heavy flooding that damaged homes and infrastructure earlier this week and comes on the heels of more flooding earlier in the state. More details at SRNnews.com.